It's time for the Giz Whiz with Matt's Mattest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2032, recorded Thursday, March 20th, 2025. Sunless Solar. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a solar-powered fan for those days when the sun is making you hot, plus a pocket-sized tire pump. Also, my dual-purpose gadget, plus your videos, all next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now!
And here is your pocket-sized host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing good.
Welcome to spring.
The first day. Do you feel like it's spring?
You know, yesterday was great in the city. It was in the low 60s and sunshiny. And today was kind of dismal. So I think Mother Nature got things confused and swapped the days around the wrong way. Spring doesn't mean much down there, right?
It's summer already. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees. Oh. Yeah, the sun was out. There was like a few clouds in the sky. It's been like that for a few days, but our nights are still cold. Like in the morning, it'll be about 50. And then around 11, it'll be like 76. And then throughout the rest of the day, it'll be up in the 80s. Has been the temperature. So.
The only good thing is that forsythias are coming out. Some tulips came up.
Oh yeah.
Even though I'm looking at my computer, even though right now it is 47 and rain on the way, it says.
Oh no! I have to look. Yeah. I haven't even looked.
What kind of spring is this?
Yeah. I don't. Here, let's see if I'll be rubbing it in or not. Tomorrow gets a bit cooler. The high is 68, and then the next day the high is 75. Then it goes into 80, 83, 81, 82, 80. Yeah, it just stays warm and pretty good, honestly. Yeah, sorry about that. Florida weather, what can you do?
And I know. Well, spring doesn't mean as much anymore now without the boat because, you know, spring would be, oh boy, the boat's
hitting the water. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now the parks will at least be nice.
The park looks great. I get to see the river and I watch Amtrak trains go by. So all is good.
That's great.
Where I am.
That's great. Has there been any tech news that we have to talk about? I feel like there's got to be something that's going on.
You know, I'm looking forward to PepCon, but that's not till May.
I can show you something that I saw recently that I think is really, really interesting. This is, let me see if I can find the right video. But NVIDIA has started to get into robotics. And one of the most interesting things that I've seen from it, sorry, I'm going to turn that off, is they basically opened up a new robot platform. Yes, here we go. Check this out. So this is the Isaac Groot 1, which I think is funny, like Groot, like as in like Marvel, I'm not sure. But they have this whole architecture so that you can build almost like your own platform, and using this robot here, you can kind of make your own thing. So it's showing off like a business application, and that they can network together, you know, all these little application sort of details of like, okay, well, I'd want two robots to be able to talk to each other. Well, they're starting to build that stuff out. But it seems like they're licensing it out. And this one right here, the X1 Neo is really interesting. And it looks like much more of a in-home sort of provider. So check this out. Would you want this in your house?
No.
You wouldn't?
I don't think so. Well, no, first of all, in a 2.5-room apartment, I don't have room. The thing would keep falling over wires and knocking things off shelves.
You're like, I need another bedroom for this robot.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. This is what I want. I want the robot to do the dishes, clean the windows, the laundry. That's what I want. That's what I want a robot for. But
okay.
I also like. They'd have to have a closet to live in. Like.
I don't even have a closet with room for them to live in.
I don't even have an extra chair. Plug them in. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. That could be the future. Yeah. A robot assistant.
They're gonna have robots that do podcasts, and we're done.
Yeah, I hope they stay away from the podcasting, but the laundry they can stick to. You know,
yeah,
honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they could do cat litter. That would be fantastic. That would be great. Okay, so let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay, here's gadget number one right here.
Here we go.
Is here, okay. And over at ABC, they said, why don't you do outdoor gadgets? So I went on Amazon and I started getting outdoor gadgets. And I thought, people go biking, they go to the beach.
Yeah.
They might want an automatic bike pump. Bike tire pump and beach ball pump. Oh, okay. And with a pronounceable name, Yungo. All right.
Well, Yungdo, maybe.
Yungadoo. Yungadoo.
Isn't it small enough? Attention, please remove protective film. Okay. Before using this product. Oh, my word. Look at this. Look at all these. You know what? And also,
wow.
A little carry case. And this is going to be the pump itself. Please remove the protective film on the surface of this product. Oh, you know what? I think they just mean this.
It has a nice protective case over it, but you have to take that off.
Oh, this is a great little pump, all right. And
the window to remove that little...
So to test it out, I also bought... The hell? Oh.
Okay. That looks like a foot pump.
I bought an exercise ball.
I don't know what that is. I bought a ball to use the pump on, never knowing about that.
God. Oh, my
foot
word.
Foot pump. I can't wear that. That is a tightly packed ball.
It was listed in centimeters. I didn't know what I was buying.
Well, this is going to be a good test. I mean, lots of luck using this to pump up this. You know what, this thing was just $12.
It's like a yoga ball Leo sits
on. It was in centimeters, and I thought, I guess they're talking about this. Is this is like something you could, like Leo sits on or used to.
It. Oh my gosh, yeah. We think the same.
This, I'm going to have to move out or get another apartment for the ball. All I hope is that this has the proper valve
for this.
I have no... Oh, okay. All right, I guess we're going to look for a gadget in the bag. That looks like this. That's going to go in there. All right. That's how. All right. This is way more involved than I thought. All right, power on. Oh, it has zero juice. Oh, okay. No, 3/4. A nice screen. All right, so we had totally lost with how to assemble this, but we found one thing here, okay? When you press this button, it automatically sets the PSI. It looks like for a bike, it looks like it's doing 45. A motorcycle, it's doing 35. And a ball, it's doing 8. So we learned a little something, all right? And then this is battery power, which is 3/4. So we've given up on these little parts. We can't get anything going with them.
To fit the ball.
But then we see this, okay, that this is for the bike tire. But it says then you can use the needle in the other end, all right? And that's what we've done here.
Where the valve goes, you put the needle.
Yeah, it seems like you need one other type.
We're going to see if this does anything. It is really slowly. This does not have the proper attachment. So we've just jammed the needle in here. And it is slowly filling the ball. So I would guess, hopefully by fall or winter, the ball will be full.
Yikes,
it's pretty neat, though. It's very compact.
I agree. It seems like it should have had one more attachment. There should have been when I have a pump, it typically has like one more that's more of like a funnel type thing. And
yeah, it did not have.
It didn't have that. You know what?
Dennis said, for next week, why don't you make a video using that yellow accordion thing that came with it and see if that does anything. You know what?
Still, no, I think that you need, there's one more thing I feel like you're missing.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I'm looking at the price.
That, you need that one. The second or the
yes,
first or the
second. It's not in. Yes.
This is some other product that we're looking at.
Oh my gosh.
That's
you
what you
so
needed.
Right. That's.
See, I have like a foot pump that has that type of thing in it. But.
You know what? I'll also look in that hand pump thing to see if what they put in there. Then I will do a video with that.
Yeah.
Foot pump, whatever that yellow thing was that came. That ball was a bargain for $12 and that pump included. But you know what? I'm looking at the price here.
Yeah, what? $50.
What
now there's
say?
A 20%
off. 20% off and 50% off?
Was that right? Oh, yeah. What is that? Sign in to redeem a 50% off coupon. How much did you pay, Diggy D?
I think I got 40% off. It was, I think the thing was like $25 or $30. I thought it was a great bargain, but now it seems cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know about this, Diggy D. I think you may have, here, what was this other one that I clicked on? That one's only 40. Yeah. Is there a, let's see, with a coupon, saved 25%. Look at that. That's the attachment you need. I liked that the one you had different settings for a bike tire, a motorcycle tire, a car tire. Pretty easy.
And it's automatic. It will stop when it reaches what it's set for.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. But yeah, I don't know if this is the best one out there.
But I'm.
It seems like you're disappointed.
I don't get the thing with 50% off and then 20% off.
Yeah,
save 50%.
Yeah.
It's $25.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh, now you're going to be...
No, I paid something like 28 or so, just a few bucks more. But It seems like a good deal. But you're right, it's missing.
Look at this. It's 16. Yeah. Oh. With the right attachment from
with
Ali.
With the right, yes.
Alibaba, AliExpress. The bicycle, the swimming ring attachment.
That's what I needed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you need the one it didn't come with. I wonder if you could get a, just get that attachment. Because the pump threading is normal.
Yeah.
But yeah. I like the concept because, you know, an air pump, keeping that around for someone who drives a car. I like to keep one in the car too. So
yeah,
pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What? How much pressure does a car tire take? Is it the same as a motorcycle?
Actually, I think
this goes up to 45 psi. Is that
it's
enough?
Around that? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that like most are around 35. Let's look for a Honda Civic tire pressure. Let's see what. 32 to 33 PSI.
Oh, then this thing would be fine.
Yeah. You can say Honda CRV. Oh, I typed that wrong. C4R. I don't know what that is. CRV. What are you at? 30 to 33.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be fine.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And it's a Type-C charging cable, and it's a 500 milliamp battery in the pump.
Yeah, that's great.
And it comes with that little... kind of water-resistant cover that you can keep over it.
Yeah, that like silicone sort of thing for everything else.
And it also comes with a belt hook. So
belt
pretty
hook.
Neat.
Can you imagine needing that thing so much that you need to keep it on your belt?
No.
You'd have to be like a gym school teacher, you know, or something. Yeah. Like, oh, gotta fill up that ball. What? Oh, I gotta fill up that ball.
Or running a city bike rack.
Yes.
You have 30 bikes at your command.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and Spaceman says the PSI should be listed either on the side of the tire or on the inside of your car door. So every tire is a tad different and things like that. So if you're
that's good to know.
For those of you New Yorkers who have never owned a car, that's where the tire pressure is located. Next gadget.
Next gadget is this one right here.
As I've said in the past, I cannot resist the deal of the day.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So when I saw this fan combination, 20,000 milliamp battery, okay, with a solar panel, 7-watt solar panel, LED light, charge your phone, great for camping. And look at this, 1 inch deep. By 1 inch wide.
Nice.
By 1 inch high.
Boy, that's a miracle device.
That is pretty amazing.
Feed that to AI and see what it does.
When it came, I don't have a ruler handy, but I think someone at Amazon needs a ruler. Okay. It's a little more than 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch. But let's take a peek at this guy. You know, it's big, but then a 20,000 milliamp battery is pretty decent. You know, you can charge stuff with that. And just to compare price, I went on Google to price a 7-watt panel. At Harbor Freight, a 7-watt solar panel kit was $33. At Home Depot, a 7-watt solar kit was $27. So this has a built-in 7-watt solar kit. All right. And
they make two models, the 10,000 so and the 20. I think this one has a 9-watt.
Where the sun is. Then USB-C charging.
Nice to bring camping.
You know what? Let's see if the battery has.
You wouldn't have any guilt for running the fan all night.
It has this one bulb. I have to bring it over to the light here. Well, it has a built-in timer. You can set things to run for 2 hours, 4 hours, or 8 hours.
Ah, amazing.
There's a four LED segment meter for the battery. Oh, this, okay. That's just a stick on. Let's see, the light. Well, I'm not crazy about the light. All right, three brightnesses. And then fan. One, two, three.
I'm blown away, Diggity. Yeah, four fan
and
speeds.
And then that would be off. And then this, oh, this is the timer button. All right, so I'm not crazy about the LED light. Anything back here? Pretty quiet. Output power, 6 watts for charging. Now, where is the charging port? Oh, here's the charging port. Okay. Okay, so one of these must be in, one must be out for charging your phone.
A is out.
All right. What would you pay for this? I'll tell you why I couldn't resist the deal. Here it is. They make a 10,400 milliamp version, which is, let me go back down to here. So $54. Deal of the day, folks, was half.
Wow.
Okay, so it was $27. And considering I could not find a solar panel kit for less than $27.
Just as battery,
seems,
yeah.
Like a good deal. You know, just realizing. It doesn't have any ratings. What? All right? I think it's kind of, isn't it rare not to have Amazon and no ratings whatsoever? Anyway, it's okay. I wish the light had, let me do the light again. I wish the light also had soft white, okay?
Yeah. Like more
you know
of
what?
A task.
Out on a job yeah. or something, this would be good for that. Also, the 20,000 milliamp battery. It said you can run the fan on low for like 80 hours.
Nice.
So that is a lot of power. That's it. Does it have a name? Wait a minute. The name is on the box. And it is the famous. There's Westinghouse. And then there's Jinlingti.
Like Liggett. Jin is like a weird misspelling of light. Weird.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
However, the price changed twice today because just the last I went back. It is dirt cheap now, or
uh-oh.
It was 2 hours ago.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Wait, now it's gone to 28 plus a coupon.
And $4 off.
Yeah. So now it's only 24.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, 29. Yeah, $25.
Yeah.
That to me seems incredible.
Yeah.
For 20,000 milliamp and that the solar panel's part of the unit.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope that it is a 20,000 milliamp hour battery, but yeah,
yes,
I guess
that's
so.
That's true. That's,
you know.
Oh, it started getting ratings.
I did. 10 ratings.
They must have, it must have been a brand new item because there were none.
Yeah, you can see all these have a free product. Under them,
oh,
so they must
okay.
have handed out a ton of them to get
yeah,
free reviews.
Yeah, Amazon Vine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if you don't want to go to Amazon, there is another option. AliExpress. Seems like it has more of a task light. This was found by ScooterX in the chat.
You know, it almost looks the same, but it has a four-segment light.
And it is only 10,000. It's only advertising a 10,000 milliamp hour battery.
Oh.
So there's also that. So you're going to get double the capacity over there on Amazon.
Yeah.
Sorry, not that. I keep showing that clock. Yeah, not that bad. I like it.
Yeah.
I will tell you, as someone who went camping in Texas, a light that or a fan that would last the entire night when I was a child, even with D cell batteries, was very hard to get. So, and I would have loved a fan that could possibly last for 80 hours on its lowest fan speed. So yeah, this seems great.
And it came 3/4 charged, and just leaving it on my desk facing the ceiling light, it fully charged overnight. So that's a very nice solar panel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. I mean, honestly, right. that should be mentioned more. Is also camping. How awesome it would be just to throw it in the sun, let it get some charge.
Now, they need help writing the booklet.
Uh-oh.
Because under attention, it says, do not expose this product to sunlight
or high
temperatures. Yeah. The first part says put it facing the sun.
Yeah.
And second part says do not expose this product to sunlight. So it's going to be very hard to use a solar-powered fan.
No sun solar technology built in. It's called recharge it with the USB-C. That is so strange.
Isn't that a riot?
Yeah.
I'm sure they just picked this up from someone else's warnings.
They were like, the plastic gets a little brittle if you leave it out in sun for 6 years. Yeah. So we got to leave this little message. Yeah.
Do not disassemble or pierce the product. They picked this up from someone else's thing.
It's going to say stuff like, do not inflate above recommended PSI. You're like, huh? What? Yeah. On a fan? Huh? Pretty good. Okay. I like that gadget.
And finally, this was at Toy Fair, but it was designed for adults. It's a kit for adults, but it's clean, and you'll see why.
Okay.
Hey, chat room and Chad, forgive us, okay? We're not wearing our mics, but I saw this Book Nooks, and I'm finding out that, first of all, let me go down here. You know how I love trains? Take a look at that. And now it turns out that is a kit. Is that right?
It's definitely a kit. You have to put it together. It takes about 15 hours, so you have to enjoy the process.
Okay.
But once you have it completed, you have something you can display on your bookshelf along with your books. And you can decorate your bookshelf. It's kind of been a trend for 3 years on TikTok.
Are people building things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the company is RoboTime?
Yeah, the company is RoboTime.
And the Book Nooks is a category of everything we see out there.
Yep.
I forgot to ask the price.
It's $40. Retail price.
Yeah. Okay, I love it.
So two consumers, $40.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to walk around in here and get other videos. Thank you. I'm walking. Look at this trend. Around $40, I think. Okay, we're still videotaping here. This is what the train looks like. And she told me that they need to send display units of what they look like built. Otherwise, this is what you'll buy at something like that. Like, you'll buy something like that, and then they can end up like this. Look at Alice.
I can't imagine
this. Alice is falling down. These are just absolutely amazing. Again, you know, we're getting light spill and everything, but I thought it was fun to show Book Nooks.
I love that. I think they're using mirrors to make them look even larger.
And we're going to end going back to my train.
It's like a mattress.
So nicely done.
Within those small
engine. Yeah, could be.
Passing through the books. And then the little coach in the back with an observation tower.
And most of the kits, I believe, are a very light wood.
Yeah, like a balsa.
That you're using. Yeah, balsa.
That is so cool. I have seen this on social media stuff, and what a lot of people do is they'll make their own. So they'll take a book and like hollow it out and like add all these things, and it'll be themed for the book. So you'll see a Harry Potter one. But this is great for people who don't want to do that themselves.
Yeah, I mean, they are so intricate.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just clicking a random one here.
I mean, this is like for the kid who wants to be a surgeon.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to build this.
That is so cool.
And a lot of them have LED lighting.
Yeah, I love that. That integration of the lights, because that really adds an extra...
Yes.
An extra flair. Look at that. I swear that one of the ones you saw, I thought had a mirror in it, which made it look even deeper, which is really cool.
Oh, it might have. It might have.
It may have. This is the train I keep accidentally showing. I've showed it multiple times this episode.
This is a different train movie. This one is like coming out of the station with a big clock. Oh, time travel train.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are really neat.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
There's the one. Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that one that we showed there.
Twisted Echo says, I don't have the patience, but they look good.
Can I buy one fully made already? Yeah, those are so, so cool. And I could just imagine someone who has a big shelf of books, how cool.
Yes. Oh, waffles.
Little cat. Yeah, exactly. Little bookshop, little air conditioning unit. That is really, really cool. I really like the LEDs that are integrated into it. I want to show you.
They add a lot because they're little boxes, and you wouldn't see the details. I think it was clever to add the LED lighting.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. Let's see if I can find this thing that... Anything else to mention about?
No, that was it. Book Nook.
Okay, cool.
Is it
awesome? Okay, here I want to show you something else. This is reminded me of it. So this is just a normal Lego kit. So I just happened to be in Walmart, and looking at some of the Legos that they had, and I thought that this is kind of a cool kit. So I went ahead and did their little scan to see this, and it recommended this product that I couldn't imagine existed, but that reminded me a lot of it. So it's a third-party product that you can buy for your Lego set. Whoops.
That adds motors?
It adds LEDs. Look at this. So for $24 is some other, whatever, Highland store, some small business, has same kit.
Yes.
You can buy here's that same one. This is it without the LEDs. The normal kit from Lego costs $61. But then if you wanted to, you can actually buy these little, this one's for $24. This one's also for $24.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, this one's for $29. And so they come, there's a little LED package that you can add into your Lego kit if you are, a big fan of that set.
Yeah.
Which is, I thought, really, really cool. And it reminded me a lot of the story book nooks. And the book nooks, I should say, and how they had those integrated LEDs.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool.
Very clever.
With that, let's get a little bit crappy.
Oh boy. You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We got another dual-purpose gadget, and I recorded a video of it just earlier, so let's check it out.
Hey, Diggity, so we are back at it again with dual-purpose gadgets, and this is our gadget. This is the box. It didn't really have much on it, so I went ahead and unboxed it and already washed it. This is an oil sprayer plus an oil dripper. I don't know. Here are the instructions that came with it, just on a business card. So you can spray, you can also do more of a stream, but on top of that, which isn't really obvious from the box or the instructions, so you also have a little pour spout right at the top. So you could call it 2-in-1, 3-in-1. We'll test this spray/stream thing. Typically, this is what I use to apply oil, but if you're really trying to, air fry something, or where you just need a mist of oil, obviously this isn't going to cut it. This will do a nice drizzle, but not a mist. So that is what I'm upgrading from. So we're just going to take our normal oil. We're going to pour this in. Now, the online, on the Amazon page, it mentioned that this base, which is made out of glass, not sure if you can tell that, that can be machine washed, but the cap cannot. That plastic is too fragile. So the base can be machine washed, but the sprayer cannot. So what are we going to test this on? Well, I got the most expensive Cordon Bleu paper towel for us to use. So let's test out the spray. I haven't done it yet, so we're probably going to get a little bit of air first. So we'll, yeah, air. There we go. Okay, we're getting some oil now. Ooh, can you see that? Whoa, it's like a, it is like a line. Holy moly. Okay. Flip this over. Well, it's not that great, but I can see you being able to really, okay, kind of spray that. Now, it does say spray versus stream. Let's get rid of that, or, I don't know, gourmet. Here we go. We're going to try stream. Okay, I can see that. Look at that.
So just press lighter. To, like,
pinpoint accurately spray that in versus the spray.
Oh, it's the same button.
Same button, just press it a little softer.
And then there's one more feature. Oh my gosh. Where we could drizzle. Let's see how well. Ooh. Wow.
Oh.
Okie dokie. Well, there you go. That is. I really thought this was only a 2-in-1. You can kind of say it's a spray, 3-in-1 because it's spray, stream, and drizzle. But there you go. The Trend Plane. Trend Plane olive oil sprayer. I actually kind of like it. I could see this sticking around in the kitchen. Back to you guys.
All right, that's nice.
There you go. Honestly, I felt like at the end...
$17.
Ooh, actually...
Am I way off?
Less.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 dun. It is only $10. $10. Now, there's a lot for that price, for the like the $17 price, but I'm not sure. The one I bought was this $10 one. They also have... Oh, I guess these are all two. You get two of them. In case you need two. Here's another one, golden. Here's one, white. Yeah, so you can get a single one for 10 and then two for 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mostly for air frying is why you'd want to spray the oil versus pouring it on like normal stuff. You can kind of see that even in there. That's like a, that almost looks like an air fryer.
Yeah, no, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's nicely designed.
Yeah. So there you go. The Trend Plane, which is, here, let's see, what else does Trend Plane make? Let's see. Oh, that's all they make. They just make the olive oil sprayer. Well, there you go. Peanut oil. People really use peanut oil to, I guess so. There you go. Moving on, I guess. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Our email is from Linda Norma. She's sent in a couple of videos before. She said she's cleaning out our parents' house since they have moved to Florida, and the rest is explained in her video.
So, we found this. We've been cleaning out my parents' house because they moved
to Florida. It's a Mad Magazine game.
We found this. A collection of old games we had from 1979 when it first came out. This is an original edition. We grew up, my sisters and I grew up playing Monopoly. And when this came out in 1979, my mom got it for us. And this is the subversion of Monopoly. The whole point of the game was to lose
Monopoly
all of your money. So the cover's a little worse for wear, but the game board's in really good condition. We used to play this all the time, so I'm surprised it's in as good condition as it is. All right, you can see the board here. All right, similar to the Monopoly board.
Did you help write this, Dickie D?
Actually, there are cards.
I did have
wow.
All the cards. I still have all the money. We're missing one game piece and one die. So the objective here was to basically lose all your money, and the game cards had, I don't know if you can read this or not, things like this, right? Stand up and boo the person to your left, also lose. If you can jump and stay airborne for 37 seconds, you lose $5,000. If not, jump up and lose $500.
What? 35 seconds.
So yes.
Stand up and land on your somebody else animal and lose. All right, you had to do things like swap positions. There was no advantage to there was no strategy advantage in the game because some of the cards were to stand up and switch places or swap money with the people, with other people in the game. But I found this, and Dick, you were the first person I thought of. So this is the original version of the Mad Magazine game, a subversion of Monopoly, and it's definitely going on my shelf.
Oh yeah, that is great. That is awesome.
So I have a little backstory for that, and it was Parker Brothers who does Monopoly, and Bill Gaines, who is the publisher, said, "Listen, I'm having a meeting with Parker Brothers. Why don't you sit in on the meeting with me?" So I said that'd be great fun, and so we chatted, and Bill said, "Listen, I would be thrilled to work with Parker Brothers. This is what I don't want. I don't want you to go back, find a game you tried to sell 3 years ago and it didn't go well, and now you're going to rebrand it as Mads, whatever right. the game was."
Right.
He said, "Anything that we merchandise has to have a very original twist. For example, the Mad Watches, instead of Alfred's hands telling the time, Alfred is in a straitjacket. So on the watch, his feet tell the time." So about 6 weeks later, they came back with, which was a dynamite idea, a satire of Monopoly where you won by losing all your money.
Right.
And so I was involved in a couple of ways. I did some writing for the box copy, and also the people from Parker Brothers said, "You know, we would pay for a tour to TV stations and stuff. Is there someone on the staff who would be good to go around?" And Billy just said, "Yeah, him.
This guy, Diggy D.
This guy here, yeah." So I got to go on the tour for Parker Brothers, and it was wildly successful. They reprinted the game like 3 or 4 times, and I have one in my. Someone in chat said, "Does Dickie have a copy of this in his office?" Ta-da!
Here,
you have the photo.
It proof? Is.
Ta-da!
There
my
it is.
My own game right there. Probably, you know, I might have taken the shrink wrap off.
I don't know. That looks shrink wrapped right there, Dickie.
It might be shrink wrapped.
Maybe. Yeah. I can't tell. My eyes are.
Yeah.
I was looking over here at this eBay trying to
oh
see.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you write here? "Caution, play at your own risk, especially if you don't yet know the object of the game."
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Believe it or not, we will be happy to answer questions about this game. Believe it or not. "I don't believe it," says Alfred. That is awesome. Don't panic. Do you remember writing any of this?
You know what? I did part of my job there as creative consultant was to, they called it mad-izing.
Oh, yeah. You're almost like a mad editor.
Yes, yes. They would send in the real directions, and they would just say, can you mad-ize this?
So it, make this so funny. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. 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 My older sister works and has worked as a concept artist for a few years, and she was telling me early in her career how many times it'd be like, okay, we need just a normal like box that you would find in a like a warehouse, but make it cool. You know, like, but make it sci-fi. You know, this is like that type of general, like, and I could imagine, make this mad. You know, just make it like mad would be, you know, just go. Yeah. That's great.
So anyway, Linda, that was a great memory. And it was interesting to see people in chat. Some remembered it and some said, oh, I never knew about this. This is so funny. Mad Frank said my favorite part, that there was a 1,329,063 bill as part of the money.
There it is, included.
So
1,300,000.
It was fun playing because you're so used to, you know, saying do this, and it says, "Great, you now collect $5,000 and you go, oh no, now I have another $5,000 I have to lose.
Dang it.
Yeah.
It was you're in the middle of playing. Compound interest stinks. I just absolutely hate it. It's funny. With that.
Anyway, we need more videos. Okay. Yes. Anything to do with a gadget. This wasn't exactly a gadget, but it was so mad oriented. And since I was involved in it, I wanted to show it. Anything
now, wait, to do with a gadget. Quick question. Do you know how long it took to play a game? Was it just like Monopoly where it would take 8 hours?
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll have to get someone in the chat room to play it and find out. Yeah. Actually. Yeah. Yeah,
ask Linda about how long it took to play a game of Monopoly.
Of
Mad Monopoly.
Exactly.
So we need more videos? Okay. We'd love it if you've never made a video before. Just use your phone, landscape format, and just show us the gadget, and your phone can do it all. 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. And when you upload a video to YouTube, there's an option for private. You don't want that. Unlisted is what you want. You'll get a URL from YouTube and email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if we show it, you get the current issue of Mad Magazine. We show 99% of all the videos we get, okay? We love especially videos of old technology, things you have in the attic, because it was so expensive, you can't throw it out. So make a video of it, and we will enjoy it here at Gizwiz. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Almost nothing is not interesting
gadget.
Enough. Yeah, like like we will find almost anything interesting that that you record. So please send it in. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Now, well, Mo always finds neat stuff, and he says, I want to buy the Air Cannon.
Whoa!
With the 124 mile per hour air blower.
Yikes. Now,
let's see. They raised more than $500,000.
Look at this. Yeah, look at that. $500,000 for the Air Cannon. What does it do?
You know what?
This is Jason, a content creator for DIY Tools. And he is on a journey to find the best cordless air blower on the market.
All right. So it's like a super fan.
Yeah.
$109.
You know, the thing is, I wish it used like a standard battery from a million other powered things that you already have.
Let me just say this. I have something so similar. I have something so darn similar to this already.
You do?
Yeah.
You
I got it for Christmas.
It?
Well, I can't go, well, maybe. I have to go grab it. It's in the other room. But it's just like a battery-powered, small, I don't even know what to look for. Leaf blower. Leaf blower, small. Like, I got one so similar. See if I can find either it or something else like it.
Is it small like that? I mean, I have a blower in the backyard for leaves, but it's like 2 feet long.
No, it's small.
Yours is a little handheld one?
I wish I could run off and go grab it right now. But yeah, it's not that big. These are obviously not... Like, that looks almost exactly the same, and it's only $60. This is something, I think this might be it. This is a $70 thing. It says on the side of it, 190 miles an hour, just like that. This one over here is talking about, I don't know how many miles an hour it says.
124.
This other one on Amazon goes even faster. Like, I've seen a lot of these, and it puts out some power. I mean, maybe this other one is better.
Oh, yeah, no, but the one you're showing, it looks like it comes with two batteries.
Yeah, it does. And it's it has, like, attachments to make it, like, be more of a nozzle, see, like that, versus a wide angle versus even a 90 degree. I use it so in Florida, they have these things called a lanai. Have you ever heard of a lanai?
No.
I don't even know if I can spell it correctly. Lanai, Florida, porch. Hopefully... there we go. Google helped me out here. That's how you spell it. It's a lanai. It's a, actually, I think it's a Hawaiian word off the top of my head without looking at it. But it's these just screened in porches.
Okay.
The screen on the porch. And, you know, we have a lot of bugs and whatnot. So a lot of places have these lanais, and my apartment's one of them. But there's also trees outside. So the trees drop all their leaves right up to the edge of the screen. And the only way I can get rid of it is with an air blower or with a leaf blower. Okay. But I don't want a big one. You know, I want for the yard. So I have so when my dad actually came over camping, I saw his small one that he uses to, like, get fire started and charcoal started. And I went, can I borrow that for just a little while so I can blow the leaves off of my porch?
Oh, yeah.
And it worked fantastic. And so for Christmas, instead of letting me borrow theirs, they got me one.
Oh, that's great.
So the answer is...
Oh, it looks like you could do better.
Oh.
In the air cannon.
Oh, can you? What? Now, it does mention, so I've already, you know, talked so much, but it looks like they're showing off competitors
even
like
this.
Even
though Jason has shown you how versatile the air cannon is, some people may still doubt how good the product is.
Me, I doubt it.
So Jason prepared a DIY product evaluation. There are three parts. Force test.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to see... See, like
as
this.
You can see, with great power comes great wind speed and noise. And wow, those are surprising numbers. The results show that even in scientific...
Okay, so if I can kind of look at this, it looks like the Amazon one's force isn't as much by a lot. Its force is like 1,000, whereas this was 300. Wind speed, slower. Noise, a lot louder. I don't know if it's worth double the price, though, for
no,
that. Also, it's definitely not worth backing a Kickstarter and waiting for that thing to get designed and shipped.
Yeah.
I'd much rather buy it off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And so, Mo, to answer your question, color me intrigued, but I don't think I'll be back in this one. Thanks.
Okay, Mo, we're not buying it.
Nuh-uh. Nah, not me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mo, for the letter. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for supporting our show. We really appreciate the support. Every single episode, you guys support our show. So thank you. If you like the Gizwiz, if you've been a fan and like listening, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and that'll take you to a page that'll have a big old banner to take you to Patreon or a tiny little link. Also, if you want to donate or give to us via PayPal. So however you want to do that, please, please, please support us if you can. Also, you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time at our website, gizwiz.tv. Just head on over to the website and the live stream will be there. Make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all the fantastic folks. They are amazing, sending links to all the gadgets we're talking about and giving their opinions and writing the best jokes for us to steal on the show. So we really appreciate them there. And if you miss an episode, it's there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page, or on Apple Podcasts, however you want to get the show. Head on over to Dickie D's website, gizwiz.biz. That's where Dickie D writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder about a gadget, head on over there. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget, not just a piece or part of it, and you gotta guess what it is. This is it seems like, honestly, it seems like a cousin to this thing. Just like a little in a weird little topsy-turvy type of thing. But I'm gonna say instead of an oil dispenser, this is a potato dispenser invented by the Irish. The classic potato dispenser. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.